600,000 people in the UK have dementia, and it's thought many more are suffering in silence. Now, in what's believed to be the first scheme of its kind, five new day centres for dementia sufferers and their carers are being set up across Surrey. The first one in Egham is already open, and centres in Epsom, Walton-on-Thames, Shepparton and Caterham will follow in the next 6 months. This is part of our 12 Lives series, featuring 12 listeners investigating what's on their mind. BBC Surrey listener David O'Connor has seen the effects of the illness firsthand on his father-in-law. David used to take him for walks and take pictures to keep him in touch with the present.
Hi, my name is David O'Connor, and in my 12 Lives feature today, I'll be talking about my ongoing journey with Brian, the father of my partner, who has Alzheimer's. The way I connect with Brian now is, I have to say, less satisfactory. He's in a home, and therefore he's safe and secure and cared for, with all his physical needs being looked after. But we don't have the same access to the park. But we do go and revisit the park. It's a little way away, but we go back there, and we find that's a way of rekindling those memories. But the important thing for me is always to remember that whilst Brian is diminished in terms of his rational, his easy way of connecting in the way that all the rest of us take for granted, he is present fully emotionally. And so I'm always looking for ways to connect emotionally. I mean, I don't think this is rocket science. I think most people will understand this. But sometimes it's easy to forget that when someone's trying to connect with you, that it's not so important the detail of what they say or the sequence of the words or the rationality of the sentence, but their need and desire to connect. In the past, when Brian was being looked after by carers, I noticed a few things that I thought were fairly fundamental mistakes. So that when he was living in his flat and he had carers come round on a daily basis, I'd often get a phone call from a carer who couldn't get Brian out of bed, was refusing to get out of bed. And so I'd have to go around there and see if I could do so. And so, well, I'd arrive and find him refusing to do anything. And all I had to do was just sit with him for a couple of minutes and listen to what he wanted to say. And having him being heard, I would then say, right, Brian, it's now time to get up. And he was completely willing to do so. The important thing for me to remember, for me to understand, I think the staff to understand, was that when Brian is caught in a position of fear, a position of uncertainty about what's going on, the only power he has is to say no. The other thing I noticed was that staff sometimes would talk about him as if he wasn't there in the room. So would talk to me or to my partner or both of us while Brian was there about him as if he wasn't there. Again, this seemed pretty obvious, but I noticed that Brian would then behave like someone who wasn't there, would look lost, would look concerned, look embarrassed, feel. Even though it appeared that he didn't understand what was going on, he clearly had a feeling about what was going on.
David O'Connor there. Surrey County Council says these centres will train people to spot the signs of the illness. And in a few moments, we will talk to Sarah Mitchell, who is the Council's Strategic Director for Adult Social Care, and also to Linda Bruton from Reigate, whose mother had Alzheimer's. It's gone 10 to 8. As we were hearing a few moments ago, nearly 600,000 people in the UK have dementia, and it's thought many more are suffering in silence. Five new day centres for those with dementia and their carers are being set up across the county. The first one in Egham is open. Others are due in Epsom, Walton-on-Thames, Shepparton and Caterham. Sarah Mitchell is with us this morning, the Council's Strategic Director for Adult Social Care, and also Linda Bruton from Reigate, who has experience of dealing with Alzheimer's because her mother suffered for 10 years before her death. Let's talk to you, Linda, this morning. Thanks for waiting for us there. So what do you think of this idea of a new day centres?
Good morning, Nigel. I think it's an excellent initiative. I think anything that's on these types of initiative is a very positive step forward. My mother suffered from dementia for 10 years, so I went through the whole loop of care homes, hospitals, doctors, social workers, daycare, and she died just over 3 years ago.
And it is very traumatic for those left behind, is it not, Linda?
It's a very long journey, Nigel. You see the person that you obviously love, it's your mother, you'll do anything for them. And in the end, they don't recognise you, that person has gone, but ultimately there is still a person in there. And I think what the day centres do, it provides, it's safe, it's secure. I think if they're dementia care centres, the important thing is that staff have knowledge and training in dementia, because that's lacking through the whole of the care system. It's not fit for purpose at the moment, it really isn't. So they usually do activities at the centres, so the stimulation for the person with dementia, which is really important. And obviously there's respite for the carer, which is equally important, because, it isn't just 600,000 that are registered sufferers. And I do stress that's registered. So,
yes.
It is the elephant in the room. Goodness knows how many people there are.
Right. You have concerns about cuts to frontline provisions, though. You are thinking this is a second best?
I certainly do. No, it's a step in the right direction. It is a step in the right direction. But I do have concerns because, every government kicks the care system and, down the line each time. And there are government cuts, there are council cuts, some affecting frontline. And what is important is vitally important that dementia sufferers, and many of them are living on their own, they don't actually have people to look after them, that cuts do not affect those vital support services.
Linda, it would be a good time for me to bring in Sarah Mitchell here, Surrey County Council Strategic Director of Adult Social Care. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Hi, good morning.
I don't think anybody's going to deny that these clinics are going to be a good thing, but is this an instead of or as well as frontline care?
It's an as well as, and dementia is an absolute priority for us. There are a lot of other things going on, but I absolutely agree with the speakers that you've had this morning. Training of staff is really important, and as is knowing your way through the system, because we recognise that has been difficult for people. And we're working with the Alzheimer's Society, who have employed a number of what we dementia navigators to help people, particularly carers and relatives, find out the information that they need to know and what to do in the system. And the centres are an important part of that information at the right time for people.
Let me talk to you about these new day centres. Are we the first in this county to have these? And why is that, I wonder?
We've been very proactive in Surrey about dementia. We recognised early on, about 3 years ago, that we weren't doing as well as we should be. We've got very good partnership working with other agencies, and in fact we've got some local groups that are implementing the work that we need to do, and they're led by GPs, and they've got absolutely everybody who's involved in dementia care, including representatives from carers groups, involved in designing the care that we need very locally. So it's designed to meet people's particular needs, and it has all of the doctors, nurses and other agencies involved in that care.
Now, we've already mentioned Egham. When will the others be opened? That's Epsom, Walton-on-Thames, Shepperton and Caterham.
Well, we're working with our colleagues in the districts and boroughs to make sure that the centres are open throughout this year and next. And what we want to make sure is that people know about them, they know what to expect when they go there, and they get the advice and support that they need.
Excellent. Thank you very much indeed, Sarah Mitchell from Surrey Council, and also Linda Bruton for joining us this morning and speaking about her personal experiences.